This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, no longer version 3.0. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode, I'll be discussing one masterpiece Dinobot to rule them all, and will Hasbro and Mattel finally merge, as well as why the sudden change with the podcast? So, let's get down into it. So, with the thoughts on the new Masterpiece Dinobot, that's something that, one, I'm very enthusiastic about Beast Wars coming to the Masterpiece Collection line. Two, I wish I had more money, because I would get Cheetor and Dinobot, and more so Dinobot than Cheetor, just because he's awesome. It's just, he's 260 United States dollars, and Optimus Primal was half. So, but after seeing the images debuted on T-Formers and TFW.com, TFW 2005, the new colored prototype images, I can clearly see why he costs more. Not only is the figure about half the height taller than Optimus Primal, Cheetor was only $75, Primal was $130, and then Dinobot's $260, which I can see now after that big price tag, because you not only get three alternate faces, you get the golden disc itself, the effect parts, like the thing that you can stick to his optics to make him do his energy blasts, as well as his sword and spinning shield, which form his dinosaur tail, as they always have. And then the dinosaur and robot motor, impressively detailed. They're so accurate to the show. This is the by far most accurate Dinobot. And it should be, being a masterpiece. But this is the most accurate Dinobot figure I have ever seen. The closest was probably the Universe one that came out a few years ago. And it was god-awful. That figure was notorious for falling apart. I could not get the stupid thing to stop falling apart, just because of how brittle the pieces were. I wish I would have never opened it and just sold it outright. It would have been better for me in the long run, because now I'm stuck with this piece of garbage figure. I have the Rat Trap from the Universe Generations 30 line. I don't have Rhinox. Although I did want him. I do have the Waspinator, though. So I do, I'm a little closer. I mean, if they came out with a masterpiece of them, I wouldn't be hurt, because those are so accurate and scalable. However, this Dinobot is pretty slick. I am happy that I have the Primal, but the Primal, the details on it aren't as difficult looking as Dinobot's, because of the way he has to transform and hide all of the robo-kibble. So, you not only get all that stuff, but, yeah, he's really big. So, there's a variety of different poses that they show him in on the graphics. His torso's a little thick, but that's a given, because you're dealing with the level of detail this figure has. His legs are about right, his arms are about right, his hands, his head, his shoulders, all that. All the detail is there. From robot to Dinobot. I will say, when he transforms, the head is probably the most expressive and like detailed thing on the figure, which, unlike previous Dinobot figures, the faces were the worst on all of them. The heads on robot and beast. But you get to see his beast mode. There's a little bit of robo-kibble on the sides by the hips, that you can kind of see through, but that's a kind of a given, being of what you're having to deal with. And then they do have some, like, some platforms, which you can change the notches on to make it higher or lower, but it mounts to the back of Dinobot. And the nice thing is you can do the action poses with him, with his sword in the air, the expressive face, the legs up in the air, like he's doing a jump stab, and he's got his spinning tail. You can also do it in his beast form on the same platform. where he's got his tongue sticking out and going at you. And then the holding of the golden disc. The golden disc, that's a nice touch, considering he was a central part around that particular artifact. And then the energy beams is a pretty slick nod as well, attaching them to his eyes in robot mode. And getting the white eyes with that you can replace. It's really slick. But yeah, it comes with two bases. It comes with the hydraulic thing that pushes it forward, the tail, the eye beams, his sword, which folds up into the tail in beast form. There's the golden disc. There's three different faces for robot mode. And then the backpack piece or the underside piece, which hold him when he's in those modes to attach to the platform. So overall, it's a pretty slick figure. They've got him with his pictures next to the MP32 and 34 of Primal and Cheetor. And it's very impressive seeing part of the team put together here. And then they show them in beast form too. And Primal is probably the one with the least amount of Robo Kibble on him that shows in robot and beast mode. Cheetor's got a little bit on his legs, on the inner part of his legs, but it's not too noticeable. Dinobot's got a little bit on the hips, but again, with the amount of stuff that's on this figure and the size of him, it's kind of... he's scaled with the show. So this is definitely awesome. I'm almost scared to see what Megatron costs, because he'll probably be the 200 and something too. Just based on size alone, and I'm going to be very sad because I'm not going to be able to get him because of that cost. But yeah, this bodes well for future Beast Wars figures. I am in all of these. I wish they would have had these when I was a kid, although the price tag would have deferred my parents from them automatically. But I wish I had them during my days when I was frivolously spending money on crap I didn't need, and these were out at the time. I would have bought these in a heartbeat. I still have my Masterpiece Optimus Prime MP01, which I bought for $60 at Target. $60. They had an entire end cap the size of a door. Just up high and as far as you know, just this whole end cap covered in Optimus Prime. And then they had an entire, like, half an aisle dedicated to this figure. And I wish I would have bought more than one, because I probably could have sold them again after the fact. But I still have that figure, and I bought it for $60, and every one of them since has come out for well over $150. So I'm very happy I got it when I did. But yeah, this whole Dinobot figure is spectacular. I am so loving the detail that they've put into this. I'm not a huge follower of the Transformers Generation 1 figures, because I just don't relate to them as well. But with the Beast Wars figures, I love these. These are just... I can't wait for more of these to come out. I can't wait to see the Predacons. That's going to be the true trick. Seeing like Black Arachnia, Tarantulas, Megatron. It's definitely going to be something I'm looking forward to seeing. As it comes out. Now, the knockoff Optimal Optimus figure that you can buy from a variety of these sites like Robot Kingdom or TF Source and whatnot, that's pretty freaking awesome too, because that's pretty screen accurate as well. But I can't wait to see more so the Transmetals of some of these when they come out, particularly Megatron, because I may get the Optimus Primals, and this is where the money situation kind of comes in, because they cost so much, even though I would love to get my hands on these. I don't have that kind of disposable income. I never have, and I probably won't ever, but I'm going to settle for just getting the Optimuses and Megatrons like I've always done. It would be nice to have the entire Beast Wars collection as they come out. And being able to display them all and have them in a giant battle scene like the first episode or second episode of Beast Wars, where they're going at it. But I'm probably going to have to stick with the Megatrons and Optimuses on this, just because I'm going to want Dinosaur, T-Rex, Megatron, and then I'm going to want the Transmetal, and then I'm going to want the Transmetal 2, which I still have the Dragon Megatron figure from way back when it came out for $20. And I have no Primals other than the Masterpiece now. And I have no problem getting rid of the old figures, and nostalgia holds no bearing on my liking of the figure. While I enjoy the figure and I like it, screen accuracy will always take precedence for me. So as long as I own the character in some capacity, and if I can get them in as screen accurate as possible, I will sell the original toy that I grew up with to get the screen accurate. It does not matter. So I don't know how you guys feel about that or what your thoughts on it, but just let me know in the comments on the episode post or on the Facebook page. Which, by the way, you can get on the Facebook page for this of All Things Transformers V3 at Facebook, and it's All Things TFV3 on Twitter. Yeah, so there's a little bit of something, but I'll get that on the other side of this. So if you remember my conversation about trying to change the Facebook page for the Transformers Network, the TFN, I did manage to kind of do that, and then the owner of the TFN finally contacted me back, and after a very long hiatus, that site is coming back. I will kind of be over there. I really don't know. I feel kind of burned by that site a little bit, so I'm not really sure if I'm going to be over there too much. I will be pulling some of my old content from there to add to allthingstransformers.com. So a lot of that will join over there. I'm waiting for the final on the fan dub. That should be coming soon on episode 8 at the end of this month. So for Headmasters and... So it's been kind of a weird situation with that whole thing. So regardless of what happens, I'm still going to be here with All Things Transformers, the website. And this will also be on that site. This will be on Geekcast Radio and Altered Geek as well. So going into it a little bit, there's rumors that Hasbro and Mattel takeovers are kind of swirling around. It's been kind of a long speculation about if, when, and how Hasbro and Mattel would join forces to make the monopoly of toy companies. But according to the Wall Street Journal, Hasbro is said to be on the prowl again after substantiated news just last year about the two companies being in talks. At this point, there's nothing substantial to report yet. This time feels better with Hasbro's recent move to a media company. When more content is what they need, Barbie, Hot Wheels, and so many brands under the Mattel brand are great choices. I believe Mattel, the Maddie collector people, have the rights to like things such as... I think they do Power Rangers. I think they do the figures for Power Rangers. I think they do He-Man. They did a lot of the DC stuff for a while and Marvel. Well, Hasbro's had Marvel. I think DC was over there though. But yeah, so Hasbro, you know, might be looking to court this company and kind of join forces, akin to the Fox and Disney thing that was kind of floating around for a little bit. So, it's been reached recently is how this has happened, but I'd be kind of interested to see what happens. So, especially with Mattel's stock being way down and Hasbro's stock being up. So... We'll see after Black Friday what kind of happens as far as these toy companies. I kind of wish... Now, this would be something cool to see. If you could get, like, Masterpiece Dinobot for, like, 50% off with Black Friday. That would be spectacular. I would get that. But, yeah, as for the thing with Hasbro and Mattel, I would not be surprised in the slightest. But if Disney is looking to pick up Mattel... then I could definitely see Hasbro wanting to gain their hands on it. It's only a matter of time before eventually Disney owns everything. Because I think eventually they're going to own most of Fox. They're going to own, as far as their entertainment properties. And then I think eventually Disney will either own Mattel or own Hasbro that owns Mattel. Just because they own Marvel, they own a comic company, they own Lucasfilm, which is Star Wars, they own, you know, Marvel film, you know, media. There's just going to come a point where everything is Disney owned, unless some other giant monopoly takes over, and that would be, you know, like Comcast, NBC, Universal type of thing, or CBS, or something to that degree. It's getting so weird with all these companies in talks of merging, like these giants merging with giants and just creating these uber giants, these titans, as it were, of material. So, yeah, it's just strange. And then kind of on the other kind of clickbaity type crap that's floating around, it's funny that last year Transformers was nominated for entry into the Toy Hall of Fame and then didn't make it, losing it out. And then Transformers was up for the spot again this year, but sadly didn't make the final cut. Two of the inductees that beat them were the simple Wiffle Ball and classic board game Clue. Which, yeah, they're iconic, but Transformers seems to be this toy franchise that just keeps on ticking. And it's been around for, it'll be 34 years next year, as far as like the Transformers itself. That's not counting the Diaclone that it spawned from. But says the third new entrant to the Toy Hall of Fame, the paper airplane. Transformers lost out this year to a folded piece of paper. This is one of the other nominees this year. Sand. Transformers could have lost to Sand, but they didn't. Better luck next year, both to Transformers and to Sand. That's just disturbing. It's and sad at the same time. And then the Chinese financing arrangement with Paramount's dissolved, so yeah, we won't see any more freebies from China paying for some of our Transformers movies, which are utter garbage. So yeah, and then Transformers Bumblebee is almost done shooting, and there's just so much stuff coming along the pipeline of Transformers. More so in the toy department. Especially in the toy department. Like with McDonald's Happy Meals, Holiday Express toys, there's Bumblebee with Rid as a part of the train. As funny as that may be. So yeah, what do you guys think on everything that's kind of floated around so far? Although, if you do want to get Masterpiece Dinobot, which will be available July 2018. You can get them for $199 for $199 on RobotKingdom.com. I've not had good luck with them before, but that doesn't mean that you may not. I guess time will tell. If you find it for cheap, that would be interesting to see who gets it for that. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to Titan's Return. I'm looking forward to seeing what the next Masterpiece figure is going to be after Dinobot, since they seem to be pumping one out a year. The video that came out for this from Takara Tomy is pretty awesome. And then I'm just waiting to see what happens with the next Transformers series. So I'm hoping, and this may not be this year, I'm hoping by the beginning of next year, because things are so turbulent right now with everything going on in life and with the podcasts and with some changes going on the network, I'm hoping to get back to the Beast Wars 2, Beast Wars Neo stuff at the beginning of the year, and kind of having that as a little subset of the episodes. Maybe doing less of the function of the Beast Unleashed and more of a rundown of certain aspects of the shows. And I honestly wouldn't mind, once Headmasters is done, doing the same with that. But So you may be wondering, too, as far as the episodes are concerned. So because we're restructuring the GCRN and certain aspects of the shows they're in, this show, we're actually recombining. If you go into the backlog on your RSS reader, not on allthingstransformers.com, that I've got to fix still. But if you look through on Blog Talk Radio or the master feed, All Things Transformers version 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 are all present on the same feed now. So you can actually go back to the original first episode of the show. I have re-imported everything. Everything is on the same feed now. Everything is back. So I'm in the process of bringing back all of the backlogs of everything. So this has been a time-consuming thing that I've been working on. But because there was a version 1.0, and then I decided to kill it, and then do a 2.0, and I restarted the numbering, and then a 3.0, and I didn't restart the numbering, I just kept going with version 2's numbers. I actually merged the numbers from version 1, 2, and 3, and come up to episode 155, which is this one. And that includes any of the episodes therein, specials, numbers, whatever. They're all listed in there, in their grand total number. So, that may be why you're wondering what's going on, because this would have been episode 70 of All Things Transformers version 3.0, technically 2.0, but it got too confusing. Anyways, there's no version anymore. It's the main show. It's episode 155. Yeah. So, anyways, this has been Steve Megatron Phillips. So, until next time, transform and transcend till all are one.